When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place. This is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Woo! Y'all ready? Let's go. Welcome. This is Michael Collier's world. Started on Venice Beach, now he reaching the world. He'll make you laugh till your stomach hurts.
Super fly, nice guy.
And pray if you need the word.
Probably dressed to the nines.
Come on, get ready for the Star Search winner. An OG three times, this ain't no beginner. Whether you in your house, you on your burger, out to dinner, on your job, in your car, turn it up and
remember. Michael Collier. Michael talks to everybody. Michael Collier. Michael talks to everybody. Michael Collier. Michael talks to everybody.
You know what it is, shawty. Woo, woo, woo.
Michael Collier. Michael talks to everybody.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing today? I hope you're super califragilistic, expialidocious. I love comedy. I mean, I just love all kinds of comedy. I like clean comedy. I like dirty comedy, too. You know, I like when it's crisp and clean and no caffeine. You know, just like my church joke, lady came home early from church and some guy was burglarizing the house. So she shouts out, halt, Acts 2:38, you know, repent in the name of the Lord. And the lady just froze. The guy froze. The lady walks over to the phone, pick up the phone, call the police. 20 minutes later, the police get there. The guy is still froze in the same position. So the police handcuff him, walk him to the car. And the police said, now, how you let that lady stop you by shouting out a scripture? She said, scripture? He said, scripture. I thought she said she had an axe in 2:38. So to me, that's Christian comedy. That's not just clean, but it's church involved. So I'm not sure what it is, but in my midst, I have two great comedians. Well, one comedian and one comedian. The comedian is the lovely, the wonderful, the awesome Straya Black. Straya Black is funny. Hey, yeah. Welcome today. And this guy is a clean master. When it comes to this comedy, man, I keep telling people you can hit him in the head with 2x4 and he ain't going to cuss. He's a great comedian. My nephew, and I ain't just saying this because he's my nephew. I'm saying I love him because he's awesome and all that he does. He always keeps God first. Josiah B. Jones in the house. So listen, Josiah Jones, he really specializes in churches and things. Like, not just Church of Chicken, that's why I do my set. But in real churches, he go around the country and pack them out, and he could be funny 40 minutes without cussing at all. And because he goes and does so many churches, I just call him a Christian comedian. And you're just in time, Josiah, to define the difference. What's the difference between a clean comedian and a Christian comedian? Or is there a difference?
I'm glad you asked that one. I oftentimes tell people that I am not a Christian comedian. I am a comedian that's a Christian. And so what happens is my comedy connotations or my explanations, my content is always in line with the context of my relationship with God. So there are certain things that I don't say. I don't have any Jesus donkey jokes. I don't have no disciple jokes, but I do my jokes in a way in which it's family friendly and not an offense to anyone, because I don't live an offensive lifestyle. So why should I do comedy that I can't live off stage?
Wow. Wow. So, but what's clean comedy as opposed to Christian?
Now, Christian comedy has, like you said, like, let's say a joke. I was going to work out, but the Bible says the wicked runneth when no man chaseth.
Okay.
That's Bible. And it's tied into a joke. And so literally the entire set is Bible derived, Bible derivative. Everything is coming out of the Bible. And so that's Christian comedy. You take all your jokes and material are coming straight out of the
book. Right from here. The good book. Oh, so just telling a joke with Christ in it is not enough to make it a Christian joke?
Now, you have some people that do blasphemic jokes of Christ. And where they
all right, let me do this joke. Blasphemic. I'm writing that down. That's a big one.
What is it? Because I don't even know what that is.
It means blasphemy.
Make fun of Christ.
Oh, I got to do a blasphemic one too, but I'm not making fun of Christ. I don't do that. I don't do that. Okay, but first, I'll give you this joke, and you tell me if it's a Christian joke or not.
Okay.
So one day, Jesus Christ and St. Peter walk around the clouds, you know, they're trying to figure out something to do. They're a little bored, you know. Jesus looking down at earth, and he sees some people playing golf. You know, Arnold Palmer. You remember the great Arnold Palmer? He was a great, great golfer, you know. But this Tiger Woods, he saw Arnold Palmer down there, man. And I mean, Arnold Palmer was killing the game. Man, he was hitting birdie, par, par, you name it. He's swapping out of there, right? So after they watched a little bit, Jesus said to St. Peter, yo, Pete, you know, because they're on first name basis. He said, yo, Pete, why don't we go down earth and get into something? And so Pete like, yo, Jesus, I'm with you on that, but what you want to get into? He said, man, they're playing golf. Let's get at a shot. So Peter said, you know, cool. So they come down to earth. It's Jesus, St. Peter. You know, they brought a couple of caddies. Okay. St. Peter go first, right? He hits the ball. Whack! Ball goes 300 yards and rolls. Okay. Jesus come up. He hit the ball. Whack! Ball goes 400 yards and a dove grabs it. Starts flying as fast as he can. A lightning bolt hits the dove. Boom! The dove dropped the ball. A rabbit grabs the ball, starts running, trips over a stone. The ball flies through the air, land in the hole, hole in one. St. Peter turned to Jesus and said, look, we're going to play golf or fuck around. Now, is that a Christian joke? Is that a Christian joke?
No.
But if I said, are we going to fool around, it could be a Christian joke or still not.
It had a lot of undertones in it, because people think because they put Jesus' name in the St. Peter, like, oh, yeah, we got it. It's good. I'm going to give you another example.
But can you give me another example? Finish on that. Is that not Christian or not? Not Christian.
It's clean.
It's clean. Or if you take the F out, it's clean, but it's not Christian. All right, go ahead. What were you going to say next?
So it's like you look at it where most Christian comedians make fun of church stuff. Most clean comedians make fun of life or observational comedy. It's their life. It's them. Christian comedians do the Bible. They make fun of the Bible, the church.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is about, like, as an example, there was three ladies that went to heaven. And they had one rule, Uncle Michael. They had one rule, Shreya. The rule was don't step on any ducks. The first lady got to heaven. She stepped on a duck. So they chained her to an ugly man. And said, you got to live the rest of your life with this ugly man. Second lady stepped on a duck. They said, you got to live the rest of your life chained to another ugly man. So next thing you know, the third lady lived with not stepping on one duck. And they chained her next to the most gorgeous man she ever saw. And she said, yes, I made it. And she asked the man, she says, I was so good, I didn't step on any ducks. He says, well, I don't know what you did, but I stepped on a lot of ducks and look where it got me.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. All right. This one. Hey folks, if you're with us right here, this is Michael Talks to Everybody. Today I'm talking to a couple of comedians because we're trying to get to the bottom of this whole thing about Christian comedy as opposed to clean comedy. Can you tell me if this is one? Okay. So this guy, you know, he's driving down the street, truck driver, got 18 wheeler, and he gives Jesus a lift. Now understand, he didn't know it was Jesus. He didn't know what Jesus. He just saw this hippie looking dude stand alongside a road. He had a blanket around him tied with a rope for a belt. He had this long, you know, long hair thing going, a little beard and stuff. And, you know, and so the driver's seen homeless people before. He just figures another homeless dude, he give him a lift. So Jesus gets in the truck, they drive him, and a guy offers Jesus a cheeseburger. Jesus said, yeah, I'll take that cheeseburger. They drive a little further. Truck driver said, look, I got two Coca-Colas. I can't drink but one. Jesus said, man, go on, give me another Coca-Cola. So when he get through eating, truck driver turned to Jesus. He said, look, pop open that glove compartment. Jesus pop open the glove compartment, right? Big old blunt in there with a lighter. So truck driver said, man, go on, fat that up. Jesus like, no, I'm good. Truck driver said, like, man, fat the thing up. You're Jesus Christ. He don't want to be inhospitable, right? So he fired up the joint. Take a long hit. He blows it out. He turns to the truck driver. He said, you know, I probably should tell you. I'm Jesus Christ. Truck driver said, good shit, huh? He thought it wasn't Jesus, just some dude thinking Jesus. That's a funny joke. I know it ain't no Christian joke.
It's wonderful. That's one of the wonderful blasphemy.
Oh my God. That one's blasphemy?
Yes, because you made Jesus smoke a blunt.
It's blasphemous for Jesus to smoke weed. They smoked weed during his time. Come on, it's in the Bible.
It didn't say it in here.
It doesn't say in the Bible that they partake on smokable. No.
No, they just drunk wine.
Oh, they just drank wine. But you know, a joint would have really went good with a glass of wine. Everybody know that now. Okay. So okay, I don't ever mean to be blasphemous. I love God and I certainly love Jesus. So I don't mean to be blasphemous. Wow, I know you said, I can't tell that joke no more. Since you pointed out that it's blasphemous, that's a good joke.
It is. But I mean, if you can say it in that context to where you know it's blasphemous. It's like you did it to make laughter out of it. Some people do it to intentionally blaspheme
Christ. I don't know why anybody would intentionally blaspheme. I don't understand what on purpose. Oh, atheist? Hey, oh, my baby back. Miss Treya back. Miss Treya.
I've done clean comedy at a nursing home before. I haven't done Christian comedy. I've done clean comedy, but I admire anybody that can do clean comedy. I admire Josiah so much. And not just, he's funny, but to be able, you know, he's positive on and off the stage, but for him to, you know, conflict that with comedy is just so amazing to me because I'm so fucked up. I cuss and every fucking thing. I mean, not like, you know, all the time, but I definitely cuss when I'm on stage. I definitely do. I think it makes me more funnier. Now, can I polish it up? Yes, absolutely. If the check, for the check, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, check.
But, you know, right now, you know, with me, this all being kind of still new, not that new, but still being new, I just think it's something that I want to work at, but I'm comfortable with cursing on stage. So again, I admire people like you.
I admire you too, Straya.
I have a oh my God. I don't know if it's a Christian joke. I guess it's more of a religious joke than just a Christian. No, it's not a Christian joke. It's just a spiritual joke. Okay. All right. So this guy dies and goes to heaven. So the guy who's, you know, the guy who gives the escorts the tours there, and he said, come on with me. So they walk a little bit, and he said, those guys over there, those are the Christians. Shh. And he said, look over there, those are the Hebrews. Shh. Look over there, those are the Muslims. Shh. And the guy said, well, why do you keep whispering? He said, because they all think they're the only ones here. Come on, somebody.
Oh,
is that brilliant? Come on now.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
And guess who told it? My minister, Michael Beckwith at Agape International Center of Faith.
That is nice.
That takes us to our commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, Michael talks to everybody. And today I'm here with Josiah B. Jones and Straya Black, and they are funny. See you in a minute.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Probiotics aren't a trend anymore. They're a mainstay in the health and wellness aisle of your favorite store. And Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are the easiest way to introduce a probiotic into your routine. I mean, they're just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. But they still pack that probiotic punch. Each tiny pearl has 1 billion active cultures and protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they actually support both digestive and vaginal health, so that's a win-win. And according to my little fact sheet here, they're designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, so they can make it all the way to your small intestine where they're needed most. You probably didn't think we'd be talking about the small intestine today, did you? Well, digestive health is kind of important. If you know, you know. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
And we're back. Okay. Man, we be talking to everybody on this show, man. I just love it that we also talk about whatever we want to talk about in today's topic. What the hell is Christian comedy? I've been telling jokes that I thought was Christian, but they weren't even, because there'd be a couple of elements in there that eliminates the Christian part of it. So tell me a really good, clean joke that's not Christian.
I got one for you. A joke that's not Christian. My mom's white, my dad's missing. And so what it does is I make the audience think. So now in their mind, they don't know whether I never tell the nationality of my father. I just go ahead and bring nuances up and I stretch it to just let them know. And I bring my father in at the end for the punchline for the whole thing. And I just focus on having a white mom, but I don't bring my daddy into the end. And so I elongate it. Like I tell the story about my daughter. She says, "Daddy, where does babies come from?" I said, "I'm glad you asked. As a man of God, I can tell you exactly where babies come from." I said, "God and daddy help mommy make you." In the words of Michael Carter, very good, very good.
Very good.
She says, "Are you saying that God need a man to make a baby?" I said, "Absolutely." She said, auntie got 4 babies and she ain't got no man. That's clean.
Okay. All right. That's clean. Okay. What about this? You tell me, is this Christian? Is just clean? What is it? So this. Okay. First of all, people say you're not supposed to say handicap jokes. It's wrong. It's wrong to say handicap jokes, especially if you're not handicapped. But I asked this lady in the wheelchair the other day, and I said, "Is it true that handicapped people don't like jokes?" And she said, "Look, we like everybody else. You tell that damn joke." So here it is. Okay. This guy wanted a job, but he didn't have no arms. Responsible brother. So he decided to look for a job. You know, so Sunday morning, he went down and get the Sunday paper. You know, he took his face, he flipped the pages. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, he finds his job saying they want to hire somebody at the church to ring the bell on Sunday. Okay. So he go down to the church, right? He go down to church. He see the minister. He says, excuse me, Father, Reverend Minister Pastor Lev, I'd like to have that job, ring the bell at the church on Sunday. And the father said, but my son, you have no arms. He said, look, if I can ring the bell, could I have a job? Reverend said, yeah, man, you ring the bell, you can have a job. Okay, so the guy go up to the steeple, right? He line himself up on the bell, okay? Get a nice line. He runs as fast as he can, slams his face into the bell. Bing, 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 bell. Ring like a motherfucker. They give him the job. Man, he happy, man. Every week, like clockwork. Sunday morning, he get up in the morning, throw on his suit, you know, tuck the sleeves in the pocket. Wait, I feel bad about that. Anyway, he throw his suit on, right? And he go down to the church. He go up to the steeple, line himself up on the bell, run fast can, slam his face to the bell. Bing, 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 bing. Bell ringing. He making money. He stacking paper. He feeling good about himself. Okay, so one Saturday, he decided to go out and celebrate. Did a little dancing, did a little drinking. Did a little eating, did a little drinking. Did a little drinking, did a little drinking. He was fucked up. You hear me? He was ripped. But he still went to work the next day with the hangover. Responsible brother, straight. Responsible brother. So he gets up, put on a suit, you know, tuck the sleeve. He go up to the steeple. He line himself up, a little tipsy, line himself up. Runs as fast as he can, missed the bell. Flew out the window, hit the ground, fucker's dead. Now everybody's gathering around. When the police is there, and they say, does anybody know this man? Anybody recognize him? And one lady come up, she said, well, you know, his face does kind of ring a bell. Oh, now, of course, you could do that joke without profanity, but even without profanity, it still wouldn't pass as a Christian joke, would it?
It'd actually pass because you can do it in church.
Because
there's four derivatives of clean comedy. There's church clean comedy. Church clean comedy is that you can do it with children, grandmas, and mothers in the room where it's not offensive to religion. Now there's club clean comedy. Club clean comedy, you can say damn and hell. You can get away with those. You can say those. That's club clean. Then you have for the NACA, the National Association of Colleges. You can't say weed, you can't say sex, you can't say crack.
You can't allude to anything.
You can't say rape. It literally has to be so clean that literally professors and students can come watch you. And that's basically PG.
And no one will be offended. And
no, one about, offended.
No matter who come, nobody would be offended.
Wow.
I don't know how I could do that comedy.
And the last thing is kids comedy. That's more physical because kids ages 5 to 12 not listening to what you're saying. They're looking at what you're doing. It's kid comedy. It's PG.
G-rated. And it's a lot of movement, a lot of color, you know, more than the word because they really watching.
They don't care what you're saying. They just want to be like.
Yeah, it's your energy. When I was on Venice Beach, the kids loved me. So the crowd would be there. I could look at all the children. The children were the ones most fascinated with me because my show is physical. So I'm all over the place, you know. I got a fly swatter. I'm jumping up. I'm yelling at people. I'm running. I'm doing all this stuff. And the kids are like, ooh, what's going on? They know what's going on, but they're excited because there's an action going on. Okay, what's a truly clean joke that's not Christian? Just a clean joke.
A good joke would be...
Here's one. A horsey was talking to a zebra, rapping. Rapping to the zebra, jumping the zebra up. Finally, the zebra says, hey, what do you want? Horsey said, you know what I want, baby. Now get over here and take off them pajamas.
It's clean.
That's clean.
Here's another okay. Two. What did the street light say to the other street light?
What?
What?
Don't watch me change.
Oh, that's a good one.
What did the right butt cheek say to the left butt cheek?
What?
If we stick together, I think we can hold this shit down.
That was silly, bro.
Now, this is
that
clean.
That was so nasty, but it was so good. It was so good. I got one that I can say in the club that I can't say in the church. It ain't a cussing one. I can't say this in the church trail, but I can say it in the club. One day, the devil called Jesus on the phone. And he said, phone rung. He said, he says, all right, heaven. And so his receptionist was like, I need to speak to Jesus. They said, all right, hold on one moment. So all of a sudden, the receptionist came back. The devil said, you know what? I got to go for 5 minutes. The devil left for 5 minutes, didn't come back. They said, you called Jesus. How you going to put Jesus on hold? He came back. He said, can you go get Jesus? I need him. It's a real emergency. They says, okay, we're going to get Jesus. The devil left the phone for 30 whole minutes, Shreya. Next thing you know, the devil got back and was like, Jesus, I got to go. He said, what do you mean? He said, them niggas done put the fire out.
But you can't tell that one at church?
Nope, I can't tell in the church, but I can say it in the club.
What part of that is not,
the nigga
does not make it good? Oh, but you could say it without nigga.
Yep.
And then could you say it in church then?
Yeah, I could say those. Dang, because I got to say Negro.
You could say ninjas. Them ninjas then put out the fire, because it wouldn't be in the wording as much as the actual delivery tone, you know?
That's why he the goat.
Exactly.
What did the pillow say when it fell off the bed? Sheet. So that's just clean. I guess that wouldn't fall in the Christian. That would just be clean. So I love all comedy. I like blue comedy, raunchy comedy. I love clean comedy. When clean comedy can be funny, it's a brilliant thing. And I love Christian comedy. I just don't always know what it is.
We did that show at that church, Uncle Michael. Me and Uncle Michael did 2 shows at a church and knocked them out in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Turned it out. Yeah, I said blue comedy. Blue is dirty. So if you call it blue, yeah, I ain't talking about cussing and grabbing your dick and all that kind of stuff, which is a fabulous thing, but you can't do it at church.
And the reason they called it blue comedy, Strayer, is because back in the days with Johnny Carson, they would have a blue card, and they would write down the things you couldn't say on it. And so whatever is on that list, then you couldn't say it. And there were like some words back then that was considered, it was like 7 words that was considered blue. But they wrote them down.
Yeah, I just learned something.
But who said those 7 words?
I believe, was it George Carlin?
George Carlin did an album with the 7 words you can't use. He said every one of them in his album.
Every one of them. So you can't use the words.
He used all of them. That shit's so like crazy because it was different from anything anybody else is doing.
Man, that's deep. But nowadays, as we were talking before, like sometimes when you're getting these like television shows or network whatever's, it's like the money is connected to you not be using gratuitous language or profanity. And so sometimes the check would determine, they'll say you can't say this and that. And if you do, then you don't get the check. It was a clean club, Uncle Michael, in Ohio called, I forget the name of it, but it was an all clean club. And if you cussed in the contract, you didn't get paid.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of clubs like that. Wow. There's clubs that you won't get paid if you go over. There's clubs that will penalize you by dollar.
Wow.
If you go over. So like if you go over, like let's say you have 1 curse word, they'll take $10 from your check. Or if you do, you know what I mean? Take out $10 per word. What you know, you come off stage and you've done 9 cuss words. You just lost $90. You know, it's different.
Look at Strayer, Uncle Michael.
What the hell? I never heard. I mean, I know that, you know, if you go over, but I'm not penalized like where your money and stuff like that.
Oh, but a lot of them will penalize you for going over time. They'll penalize you for your money for going over time, especially the concerts. When we're doing the places of 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, because they have a hard out.
Wow.
So if their hard out is 10 o'clock, that means everybody got to be out that building at 10 o'clock, or they're going to get charged another $2,500 or another $5,000. So they have a hard out. So if you decide to stretch your set, you're supposed to be doing 10 minutes, you end up doing 30. Now they're going to penalize you big, because if they don't get out in time, it's $2,500 coming out of their pocket. So they do that with that kind of thing. But when you're working at the level I'm working at, that kind of shit is not available. Anybody gonna ever do no shit like that? Anybody gonna ever say to me, we're going to cut you off because we're going to change your money? They're not going to do any of that with me. Otherwise, they can't have me. I'm not doing that, you know? But as you become seasoned and they respect you, they know that you're not going to hurt their crowd. And at the end of the day, no one wants you to hurt the crowd, because that crowd is their bread and butter. That's where their money is. So be kind, Rewind. Okay, I'm gonna let the young lady tell us first where they can find her. It's Estrella Black. Oh my gosh, she's a fabulous comedian, but she's also so smart, so clever, and so smooth. Estrella, tell people how they can find you.
Monday through Friday, they can find me on The Michael Collier Morning Show, the best TV show on the internet right now.
Come on,
somebody. And you can find me over here on iHeart with Michael Talks to Everybody. And you can find me on Cash App, Zelle, Food Stamp, PayPal. All of
them.
You can find me on all avenues.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yay. And she's very, very funny. Josiah B. Jones, tell them how they can find you.
They can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, at Comedian Josiah, or just go to my website, josiahbjones.com. That's josiahbjones.com. And that's what we're doing. We're just we do three things when I do my comedy. I make them laugh, I make them listen, and I share the love of God every 30 seconds of my set. So I don't get off stage. After they laugh, I tell them God loves them and ain't nothing they can do about it. So that's my method of operation. And that's my gift to the world, to share God's love with an unconditional way, with not Bible banging them, without being fanatical, with just letting my light shine. And pre-adventure, somebody asks, what must they do to be saved? And I can tell them, believe God. That's me.
Wow. And I love that, the way you present it, the way you give it to them. And you know, there's an audience for everything. You know, there's an audience that needs the joke to be crisp and clean and no caffeine. There's an audience that wants somebody to call a motherfucker, you know. So you just pay attention to which club you're going to, so you don't get surprised, so you get the thing you want. Because sometimes I break hearts. People come to my show thinking it's clean because I don't do a lot of cussing on these other forums. But on stage, I be cussing and shit. Oh, we didn't know you did cussing. You know, all right, look, we out of time. Yeah, y'all can find me right here 3 days a week. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we got brand new shows. I've done 153 so far. Please check them out. Michael talks to everybody. We always talk to Earthquake, Yolanda Adams, T.I., Hill Harper. We talk to everybody. We talk about everything. So y'all just keep on visiting us here. And also, you can find me on my Michael Collier Morning Show 5 days a week on YouTube. And it's good. Trey is there. Katie, Funny AF, is there. It's just wonderful, just like y'all. So have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day. Let no one steal your rainbow. Remember, life is a garden if you dig it. And if y'all got a problem or if you got a question, go ahead and write me, comicking123@aol.com. See you later. Bye. I had a good time today. I hope y'all did too, man. Thank y'all for checking us out here at Michael Talks to Everybody. Hey, you can follow me, man. I'm easy to follow. I'm on Instagram, just under @MichaelKaya. I'm on TikTok. That's MichaelKaya135. I have a very sexy webpage called TheRealMichaelKaya.com. You know, you go over there, you can find out about my merchandise and what I'm doing and where all my shows are. Everything is right there. Or if you really love me, you can go to my Cash App. That's $ Michael Kaya's money. I'm playing with y'all, but I accept green stamp, food stamp, Canadian money. I'll take your bus transfer if you got some time left on it. And my morning show, oh my goodness, the Michael Kaya Morning Show. That's 7 a.m. Pacific time, yo. 5 days a week. This has been a Raylock Group production. I'll see y'all later.
've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
All right,
needed.
Let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place. This is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.